These trains are Mumbai's lifeline. Each day they bring millions of people to India's financial capital from surrounding suburbs looking for work at factories like this.
Start from here. Yeah. This is my stitching department, yeah, which has got 50 machines out here. Yeah. And we have only 21 tailors.
Narendra Thakkar is finding it hard to staff his garment manufacturing unit. He says laborers want higher wages because they're paying more for everything from food to fuel. Inflation is also driving up the cost of raw materials at a time when demand is slow.
Well, if I had 50 machines and 50 tailors, we could definitely get in about 500 pieces a day, finished garments every day with the entire setup which is here.
And how many are you producing these days?
250, almost half.
Faced with similar problems, manufacturing companies across India are scaling back or in some cases shutting down, causing manufacturing activity, considered the main engine for growth, to contract in the first quarter this year against a rise of 7% last year.
What's happening in this manufacturing unit is representative of the overall economy. It's slowing down. India's GDP rate is now 5.3%, its lowest level in almost a decade.
Credit ratings agencies are losing confidence in India's growth story. Fitch downgraded India's outlook to negative, and Standard & Poor's warns it will lower India's investment status to junk. It blames India's economic problems on its politics. But experts say these threats are overblown and the fundamentals of the Indian economy are still strong.
We've seen over the last year that the government's tried to push through with some things, introducing FDI and multi-brand retail that had to be hastily withdrawn because of coalition politics. We've seen that pushing up diesel prices is hard. So clearly, I think politics is interfering with policy, but I think that's not true just of India. It's true all over the world at this point in time.
At Suresh Das's tiny manufacturing company in Mumbai, a dozen employees are stitching cotton shirts. Das says he's struggling to make ends meet. And it wouldn't have been the case if the government had allowed international players like Walmart to enter the domestic market.
We would have definitely got much more orders.
That may have made all the difference to him and to Thakkar as they struggle to keep their sewing machine spinning and employees on the job. Malika Kapoor, CNN, Mumbai.